This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. I'm Corey Crow. The National Weather Service says there's an enhanced risk of severe weather for tonight in Louisiana. And in the overnight hours, a medium chance for tornadoes, winds up to 70 miles per hour, and even ping pong ball size hail. A cold front will move across the entire state tonight and into tomorrow morning. Passenger rail service could return to Monroe. At a meeting yesterday, many states got together at ULM and talked about the possibility of an I-20 rail corridor. Monroe even unveiled a plan for a rail terminal between 3rd and 4th Street. The area would be served by Amtrak if the plan comes to fruition. Louisiana Tech University has announced a $2 million gift from Martin Sustainable Resources in Alexandria for the construction of a new Forest Products Innovation Center. The state of Louisiana will soon select the architect to design the building, which will be located on the South Campus and will be a place for approaches to solving the challenges associated with the timber industry. And Louisiana's already making plans for another Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. Louisiana Celebration Gator, the 60-foot-long alligator float that premiered last year, will be back for a repeat performance. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser says if the sight of the longest float in the parade crawling down the street isn't enough to get the crowd's attention, Grammy winner Trombone Shorty will be along for the ride. This is KEDM.